Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. We are blessed. Everything is fine with you. And the Father is doing you good and well. I am talking to Molebogeng Rapetso. She's on the line. Hey, Lebu.
The one and only Molebogeng Rapetso. Hi,
yeah. Yeah, but I know the other Molebogeng. No.
Which one?
No, there's this other one that I used to know some years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just the Molebogeng. No. Kiraur, you the name, if you say the one and only Molebogeng, there's another Molebogeng that you don't know.
I think the challenge we have is thinking that our physical bodies are who we are.
Oh, that's
when
the problem.
The external person is how you who carry the blessings from the demon that are being bestowed on you. You, the one person who carries a particular ministry of the demon and a servant. So we may all be Bumulokhen, but there is distinction.
There is
distinction.
Yeah, I get you.
Thank you.
Now we are talking about how do you detect that your spouse is lying? How do you detect that your spouse is lying? We are looking into that. Much of the times, many people would say, I could feel that he or she is not telling what needs to be told. Or, I know it when they lie. I can feel it. I don't know how spouses are connected in this area. You know, it seems to be very kinetic. It's, hey, I can detect that.
I can tell.
Yeah, that she ain't telling
I
the truth.
Detected.
I can tell, Bianu, yeah, that he's not talking that which is true. And others would go on to say, no, because I know what they said about a similar event or the same event or the same occurrence or the same behavior. I know what they said about it some time ago. Looks like they have forgotten.
You know?
Yeah. And then sometimes it's about something that they told some time ago and the spouse believed. Only to find in the very near future that when asked about that thing, too, a person remembers nothing about that. Now they had to be reminded, remember when you came late the other day.
You said
no luko. No look kom mangwane. And then mangwane urile lidumele. Yeah, urile lidumele mangwane and she misses us. So I was talking to mangwane, kir h ki kreile molaetsa. And then he goes like
molaetsa.
Yeah, molaetsa o mofeng. Mangwane o mofeng.
Hey, o bona
wa leboga, right?
O
ka leboga. That's it. Or ke a itebohela shem. And then to the surprises of all surprises. Mangwane a re mara a ke tsiwa kaeng man.
A khona le script sa se ding mangwane.
Yeah, mangwane a be
a ba mo fa script. She didn't get the memo.
I be mangwane a re verily I know that not. Verily, I know that not, you know? H. And there you are now, having said all those things. Contradictions. You know? Massive ones. And not just small cases here. Wow.
How do you posture? Question is, now you've discovered the truth. What do you do with it? Because now we know the difference between the truth and the lie. It's beyond detection. You know the truth. It's on record. It is written. It's on file. It's on record.
Go and pay the electricity bill. Check it out. Go and pay the electricity bill. And then they ask you, did you pay? You go like, yeah. And the statement comes. The statement comes, and there ain't no pay done.
There's not evidence that payment.
Yeah, there ain't no pay done. And but you're wearing these new shoes.
Born.
Mr. Smarty Pants. You're wearing these new Born. Shoes that no one knows about.
New beautiful shoes, new expensive shoes, new common shoes, shoes in demand, you know, that nobody knows about.
Check it out. And the shoes price range is there along the electricity bill.
That's the truth.
Have you ever heard that? I've been mugged. They took the money.
Born.
Check this one out. Mutusins Ayako Lesung on Saturday. Abwa Manta. It's a long weekend. Abwa Mpetle Tidi Chila. Elibiambiang Mpetle Tidi Chila Lidirets. Ati Tastets Ola Ari. Seba metile a faint of a mulatella goes quick.
Born.
Phone your high nature all thing. The time.
Hey, how convenient.
And phone your nature all the time. And guess what? You ask their friends, and their friends say, no, Mara. Rimulati pila, ralalana pila, arutla hai. And then Yena, he says, Nana Lidi Chomtai, when they were robbed. And the friend says, no. Nana Risna Lena, Lailani Pila. If he lets a lata maga uba. It's a liar, Lesung Satarta. What comes to mind?
Wrong. It's all messed up. You know, the third part is. The lies appear truthful. The moment, so no, it's not a short life. We know, we should know for how Guamaka, another shelf life. I don't know if Kita says today only, but they expire in a few days, in a few weeks, whatever the time is. Lies do have an expiry date.
Yeah.
Finally, a shelf life. And I think those of us who cautiously tell, cautiously tell lies. We must understand that it will come to an end.
Yeah.
And to tell lies, you actually need a notebook. So you can maintain the truth. So, maga another maintenance bill as well. So, the maintenance bill is to keep notes.
So how do you keep those notes? Are you keeping those notes in your brain? Because I guess you won't be carrying that notebook when Lee to go high and then Lee Briar and then somehow tell like a lame. Or is it an electronic notebook?
There's a maintenance. So I need to take my money to dinner. But please back me up, Robo. Because that's the only way to sustain and to maintain a life.
Yo. Yeah, no, that's a serious busy job, I should say.
Becomes a job, and people have IBT CV. I have a short list for you to be a liar.
Yeah. I hear you. And then now, this very aspect that we find sometimes, we find many people going on and saying, look, there are little lies, you know, little white lies and all those kinds of things. But your spouse is going to catch you somehow. You might lie. I don't know if you have seen this, where the names of people being saved on a spouse, especially husband's phone, or even wife's phone, hona lomong libito like ATM.
I'm crying.
Yeah, that was a really, really crying, like a goat. Yeah, who wants to say, wait a kid. Yo. Now, there are those ones also. Libito labong white barking, steak. Or stufuza.
Mbolele.
Hey, and you don't know this until one day you're watching TV and you see there's a program. And then you realize.
Then you realize what they meant when they wrote
stufuza.
And nakomo utholo mutshote mudlala lwena unza go haga go tsena are my stufuza.
Yeah.
We don't realize the implication, the derogatory implication
realize, okay, there is a particular woman that is being referred to on my husband's phone as stufuza. There's a particular guy that is being referred to as ATM. Why, what?
Minister of Finance.
Yeah. You know, MOF, Minister of Finance. And these things are there, you know.
And about saving, or MOF, about Vusuri, missing, or MOF, or I tell my fellow, and I'm a phone Yamato, or MOF.
Yeah. And all these are concepts that are being devised to lie to a spouse so that the spouse doesn't see who one connects with. When we come back, let's look at some of the moments.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave. I'm talking to Mulebuheng Rapetsa, and our topic tonight is, how do spouses detect that their other halves are lying? You know, how do you detect that your spouse is lying? And we were talking about coding. That when your spouse starts to see you coding names and all those kinds of things, there are some women that are known as the Garden of Eden, you know? And then you ask yourself, why when? Boho's pipe.
Only Garden of Eden, only a fertilizer.
Yeah, Garden of Eden. Kore, hey, yanake Adam, Mohaleda. Yeah, yanake Adam. Nwanola wa watha se F, askire F au kamo hai. Yeah, all like a Garden of Eden.
Of Eden.
Yeah.
Lying to Zenzo Accord.
Yeah.
Things are happening.
Yeah, like say Zenzo Accord. And, you know, another, spouses start to see when you code. Here's another thing. Spouses detect that their spouse is lying when, you know, about things, when they start to have these private calls. I don't know if you have realized this. Spouses going like, hey, let me take this. You know, there's sometimes when it is a business call, and utswela kontle mo ilung hore ho feletsa ho le soundproof between wena le yena.
And habu ya akhalusur no ho phone no is office dar baraka a memo. I interpreted the explanation or why did you guys tswela kontle to take this one call?
Hey. And as kid, like officing here, phone about banyaka memo, linetsi TV, you'll go like, oh, okay, let me just get my laptop and start to do this. Honey, excuse me, I'm going.
That's where the trap is. I've lived with you for months. For years.
Yeah.
I know who you are. I know how you behave when an important call from the office or your mother, your sister, or anybody calls.
Mm.
And all of a sudden,
yeah.
you gave up private call. All of a sudden. And I'm going to watch you once, twice, three times, and it becomes a habit on your side. And the more you buy a habit, that's when you think, and you're thinking your spouse is foolish, is stupid, habo ni or tricks. Hanti, that's the moment, actually, they are recording and they know in Hornam, and now something is up.
Yeah.
It's amazing. These lies render your spouse stupid. They're just looking for a way to get in.
There is also another instance, and I'm happy that we are interacting this way, you know. There is this other instance where you would see that a spouse basically can detect by just looking at the eyes of their spouse. Why did you come late? Yeah, why did you come late, you know? And then, voice, you sound like a politician. You know, and it is amazing that we see those kinds of things really coming across where then the spouse is able to detect that this one is lying. But above all else, remember that your spouse is full of the Holy Spirit. And I know we've said all those things that we have said. And it is the Holy Spirit who teaches us all things pertaining to the Christ, pertaining to righteousness.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We are one.
There you go. Yes. He dwells in us as one, Akir. That division you will feel. No, this person has just jumped over the curtain. You know? And the Spirit of the Father would even warn you about the lie that is taking place. That is why then many would say, no, I knew you were lying all along. I just gave you a chance that you should turn away from that. I knew.
Not that I'm not knowing doesn't mean I'm not hurting.
You know?
Knowing doesn't mean I'm accepting. And I think we misread our spouse's communication. That the spouse was away and decided to respect you through it, decided to love you through it, decided to honor you through it.
To overlook.
Doesn't imply stupidity.
And it doesn't mean that they are not hurting because of that, hey?
And the pain, daughter.
So, now, we see another moment, you know, where a spouse is able to detect. It is when, and then we spoke of inconsistencies. And this is when one basically disappears for a moment where they cannot be accounted for. The spouse is able to see your man. You know, this guy, after Buma 2 days, after work or something, he's able to disappear for 2 hours. And there's a lot that can happen in 2 hours, you know. He just disappears for 2 hours without any explanation. But he's back home eating dinner with everyone. Yeah. And he's back home eating dinner with everyone and what, loving and all those things.
And after one more favor, Utawa lapitaiti ahaya kuntung, sarini lapitaiti utezi, Utawa ko offender, olomo, Utawa muntung seta kos in one way or the other. So, kota di jebile, then I derive that seta konole di criticize because they've tasted better.
Yo. Now the spouse can detect, okay, this guy, you know, is lying. Here's another aspect also. When many people do, when one basically continues to hold secrets, you know, towards their spouse, and in holding secrets towards their spouse, they become inconsistent in handling the truth, you know, the secretiveness also, and the way they respond with regards to the secretiveness. And what do I mean here? Okay, let's make it a bit fair. Your mom said, give me 10,000. I need to do this and this and this. But I know your wife will not feel good about it. Don't tell her. And then that 10,000, we will return it before the 15th, you know? And let it be from your private account. And then 10,000 were in Samola. And basically, your spouse knows.
Why in the private account? Is the word private?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There is a private account. And your spouse knows that. No, the personal account. The spouse knows that in that personal account, there is 12,000. And then that 12,000 was put there because they wanted to organize some trip for the family. And all of a sudden, then your spouse says, "Ish, I got a call. And there was an offer that has been done like this. Then I know that in your personal account, there is 12,000, you know. And then, hey, cling. Then you start going like, no, you know what? The 12,000, hey, I took it and invested it somewhere in. Where is your village or M? Your mama Zal? Your village, the old lady?
What I know you have that.
Yeah.
We have marriages that are pseudo. Mm. They look like a marriage, but they are not a marriage. Rishapa mafana fanayo in our homes. It looks like you are married, but you're not.
But you're not. It's a mimicking.
Mafanafanayo cut and paste. But at heart, physically and emotionally and psychologically, we're not married. That's where I'll get the capacity to lie to you. That's where I'll get the capacity, the creativity to make up a story. Because they could undermine it enough to know that you're going to believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know that story in Tabatos and Weekend? It was scot free from Kongkong. But the first allegation we have to deal with, Yamaka, is thinking home is a prison.
Yeah.
Why do we look at our spouses and think, ki, whatever, yako trunko? General, then I can sure I don't breathe. Why does your spouse hold your oxygen? And why is it that your oxygen is struggling to come out in a little blockages and other things? Because you're doing things that are causing the flow of your oxygen to be restricted. And we don't want to be accountable of our own behavior. That leads to me now detecting manka, detecting hore. Now what you do is now you're going to come up with a new plan to make sure that why no ban koi. Mama, I can't message because I know Mama owns crazy, and that's the lie you basically are pushing for. That is why about Bible. So it's best not to talk to them. You know that's what an abuser does. An abuser takes you away from your family. That's one of the things we know about an abusive spouse. They start killing the channel to even your own family. That will stop us from having relations with your own family because Mama has or also has would tell her I am a mutual shasha. So, for you to benefit, it's best to make sure that you don't get along with your family. So, I can benefit from my life. So, I also get it's high maintenance. The bill is too high.
Yeah. You know, I know of a fact that many people would say, you know, I don't, you know, lie to you, they would be saying to their spouses. But basically, you know, when you have, and the spouse would detect this, when all the time you are being called by your own relatives, Koheno, to come alone. Susie, you know Susie, your high school and university sweetheart, who got married to this ambassador and now they are no longer together. And she drives a car by Visa Bentley, itala strata mola. And she has come to visit Bao Botor no, it's only one because Suzishu. Why it is Suzuki Lele grows a renwe kanang. Renard tried to rega grows a reco humbiana Mariana or rega go this designer. Food outlets tsela tsa utura tsela eno tshwere mmaha o ka jacket engwe ya mariha o futhumetse abuta ha o la wa o sebereke nang kontlu ko zo zo nko morao ba motshwere ka windbreaker engwe ya o fitla ko mangwe lengkwa. And they say come alone. You know, your spouse can detect that there is something that is being hidden from her or him to hear or to see or to witness.
Because that's what exactly happens. When a person after a perpetrator and to send this jacket to winter because he winter, question is it sustainable? Is it maintainable? Can they do that for life? And whereas my spouse is committed to me for life. Not for the moment. But I fail to acknowledge and to recognize that about this person. Oh, then we as a YouTuber, I'll be there with you. So sick and thin. I made that vow. So I've been undermining your vow. I don't trust your vow to me.
It is
and
sad.
I don't trust the God that has put us together. So we're doing a Satan thing. God gave Adam and Eve the world. Everything, vegetation, you name it. Then Satan came and spoke, and that led them to eat the of the fruit, you know? Purely because Satan presented it as better. We're living a life where there's always presentations of better. It's better to maintain a life. It's better to hide good dreaming. But in the meantime, we had a momentary fun or a bit of strategy. That's how much we undermine. That's how much we insult our spouses. We insult their intelligence. We insult their demeanor. We insult their honor. We take off the rubber strips and naked.
It is sad. When we come back, let's look at the repercussions. What happens then? Since spouses can detect these, and what would be the repercussions?
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za. If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. Blessing you so much, the mighty way. Talking to Mulebuheng Rapetsa, and here we are. And the issue is, what then would be the repercussions if we find that much of the times many people go on to actually, if one can put it, you know, to continue lying. And spouses, you know, they know, and you get caught up in all these lies. And you'd hear people saying, you know, my husband or my wife is a habitual liar. One of the things that I know is that it breaks the trust. But above all, there is something that Mulebeheng said earlier on, and it's that it hurts the person, even though they don't show you. It hurts the other spouse, even though they don't show. They are becoming broken bit by bit. And somehow they hope that, hey, maybe this guy or maybe this lady will repent from this. And they continue praying for you, trusting the Father. But the breaking that is in their heart continues. They continue to be hurt when they see this thing going on. I mean, you have these names of people, the code names and code communications and stuff, secret accounts, secret cell phones.
Thou shall not leave your spouse.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at you, see, you know, Osinachi and how she passed eventually. She said, were the signs? Were there signs? Then at first, while she made it, and it's some legal boffin up on Nigeria says, the very marriage itself, it was null and void because this person has already legally married to the first wife. So things like those. So for many years, Lavalevana, they've been lying and making me believe that you are actually the one I love the most. What is love? What is love? And to have your family violate with this organizers at dinner without including your spouse. Who is your spouse that you have to have dinner with my ex Konke without her knowledge? To have your family glorifying your ex, but accept even the gift that in Mareka or not, but accept the gift. But accept as groceries. What are they saying?
The briberies.
They are adjudicating for judgment. Be judgeable. People never do what's good for you or not. I tell him, but it was me. Then suddenly it comes to go along without my knowledge. Now, that is the most. And I throw you into a boxing ring. You have no capacity or ability to box for yourself. So the person was along both hands holding free. That's what we do, Komanyalo. And it's Kalimana, or Liana, or Zambun, Kostrati. That's with your permission, because you've assured them, Korukokwala or Mato, Askavo, Nabobi. Because evil is evil. To lie is evil.
Sure. And the other thing is that you are showing your spouse that you disrespect them. There is going to be that amount of humiliation, you know.
For days.
You are able to, you know, to destroy the esteem of your spouse. You are degrading them, belittling them. And sometimes because of the lyings, they feel like a laughing stock because they realize that everybody else knows the truth except them, yes?
Except them. But you know what's more painful? It's your spouse now needing therapy and medication because he made it look like he or she are imagining this thing. You're sitting and you're warmed on the truth, but you are comfortable making the other person feel incompetent, feel mad. Because they end up thinking, I'm not doing what normal women or normal men would do in a marriage. So now I'm exceeding. So there's something wrong with me. A person doesn't own up and say, I've lied so much that my spouse is beginning to believe the lies. So a liar pushes you to believe they are lies. So fits you into a world. No longer your rationale, your reality is that, this can't be true. This is not the truth. This is not what life should look like. And very justified, but I sleep here. So isn't that a sign for Tunisia and it means Kahorat? So Lisanya again, Nabiano, who thinks you should give me more? More of you.
That's sad. That is very sad.
And then your family and you now gang up on me. For I'm the irrational one. I'm the one belonging to counseling. I'm the one who needs counseling. I can't let go. Basadi ka ofela ba yezantri. bona monna o le metse batsadi ba two by three and they're living quite well. So we've taken lives. Satan ubuwa maka awa buileng ko Adam, ko Eve. Continuously and today in our life, we believe Satan more than we believe God. This is not what God created. It's an institution. But we've given a pedestal, a throne to Satan in our marriages, in our homes. The father of life.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, here's another effect. You are creating a barrier between you and your spouse by lying, because continuously they start to see who you really are and they place themselves far away from you because they believe that you are taking them for granted, you know? It's a sad one, isn't it?
And then bana bangile, if papa or mama unka the king of the house or the queen of the house, about treat them, manipulate them. I'm giving the keys to our children to treat you the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving them a script to continue reading on. So more nakisi to be continued, and they continue. So that's exactly it. My family will come into Sampako Dimatoha because I gave them the permission to do that. I've already given them the impression that you are unreasonable, you are stupid, you are irrational, you are all sorts of wrong things. So my family even finds an opportunity to defend me over killing Kiyasa with us. And the basis of their actions and their coming to vie for me is a lie. The basis of it is a lie. The children look at me not the way God meant for it to be. I'm a continuation. I'm a former Israel. I need my Isaac to grow. So these are my Isaacs who don't see God's promise in my life through me. Then they start becoming an Ishmael. Ishmael used to laugh at Sarah and at Isaac because they didn't honor and respect God's plan to Ishmael and Sarah at the time. They didn't see God's promise and intention from the onset. Through Ishmael, there's going to be Israel. So we are those people at home. We are the Hagars. We are the, who's this nice person? The co-wife to Hannah. Hannah could pray and make a commitment and agree with God that Samuel would stay in the church grounds for a period. Penina didn't see that. All along, Asheba, Hannah, Abala, was like, it's impossible. I've arrived, I've reached my point and my goal. Same as the person that for the weekend, when I pull over your eyes. They've written you off. It's saying, not knowing if someone is coming.
Quite sad. When we come back, the final thought we do.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Coming to the final part, one realizes, A, lying to your spouse is like shooting yourself on the foot. It is basically like, you know, stabbing yourself in the back and thinking that you are actually stabbing someone else. It is actually, it is playing yourself instead of thinking that you are a player. It is self-disqualification and self-degradation to a great extent, in that you will lose the honor that you used to have with your spouse. And it is also degrading to a point of the diminishing of trust and a relationship of authority. No one can succumb or bow or live according to the authority of a marriage that is being undermined by the other spouse. You really have to be careful. You think you are doing this, but actually this is doing you. We must be careful. Lebu, finally?
Finally, we can justify every action. If you sit on your own, we're not talking about political counseling. You realize that your lies are justifiable. We end up finding ourselves trapped in a justifiable way. We also want to be God. That's why we'll eat of the middle tree. Because Satan lied and said, if you eat this, you'll have your bread buttered and on both sides, and you'll be okay. That is a lie. That is a lie. He forgot to mention, or thou shalt die after. So we are half-truth, not the full truth. So all in line is a half-truth. And your enemy is not your spouse. Your enemy is him. How you treat your spouse, you're making an enemy with God. Be conscious of it. Know that whatever you do in that context, you lie, you do everything else. God, you can never fool. You are from a movie that American McDonald's and Melamo Toko or to Mudimara Hanyani at dinner. Then Marapia Kopa, don't reveal my life. Don't reveal the truth. You cannot bribe God.
Yeah.
So we continue doing that, thinking there's a way. We don't do God favors. There's no way we can do God a favor. God is the maker of the marriage institution. Why do we think God is going to respond to our emotions, to our fetish behaviors, for our culture as slaves, be it to intimacy, be it to anything else? What we see on TV, we become slaves to that and not slaves to God. So we do everything and anything to offend him. We've become partakers and signatories. I can do better. People can worship me. So we worship Satan with our behavior in marriage. The father of lies is absolutely gratified and excited that you have you lie every day to your spouse in one way or the other, and to your children, to your family, etc., etc.
Yeah. We need to be careful. We really need to be careful. Lebu, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Pastor.
And we talk with you again next week. How do people connect with you?
Definitely on my cell phone, 079-214-0176. 079-214-0176. Appreciate it.
There you go. Thank you so much. And we talk again.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you to our listeners as well.
Shalom. Right. And then coming up next, the Apostle Lesum Lukwan.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.